Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Dumb, Right? Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo, Meditation, and much, much more, hosted by Duchess and Jules.
And you're listening to Inside Matters. I'm having a grand day today, a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day today, and I hope I have a pleasant show for all of you out there. First, let me say sending blessings to all of the Muslims out there. You're coming close to the close of your most holy month. That's the month of Ramadan, and you'll be celebrating your Eid al-Fitr really soon. For those of you who aren't familiar with the holy month of Ramadan, all Muslims throughout the whole entire world, they fast from sunrise to sunset, and at sunset, they're able to break their fast. They do not partake of any food or drink or anything enters the body physically during the daylight hours. They read 1/30 of the Holy Quran daily, and they adhere to 5 prayers a day. And let's see, the evening, in the evening, they have their congregational iftar where Muslims get together and they break fast as a community. In some cases, sometimes families come together and they will break that fast with 3 dates before eating their main meal for the evening. So to all of the Muslims out there celebrating Ramadan, I want to wish you a Ramadan Kareem. Now, sometime this evening, we're going to be doing a meditation online. But first, I want to share with you what a wonderful, wonderful experience I had yesterday. It's been a great week for me. But yesterday, I had a wonderful time. I went to Herndon, Virginia, and I visited the Golden Lighthouse Metaphysical Center. And the center is hosted by Sony Weiss. And on the first Saturday of every single month, they hold a community open house where a lot of metaphysical individuals come together, psychics and different people from different walks of metaphysical experiences. They come together and you sit around and you chit-chat and talk with everyone. If you want to visit with a particular practitioner, you're able to do so. Most of the practitioners that are there to service you will charge a nominal fee, and you will go and sit with that practitioner. I had a wonderful experience with Lolita, if you're within the listening audience, I want you to know that I thoroughly enjoyed the energy work that you did on me yesterday. If you're not used to having energy work, let me tell you, when she finished doing her energy work on me, and with the essential oils and the energy work and the clearing of my physical energy field, I could barely stand up. I walked up those stairs into the room, and I was very heavy. When I walked down those stairs, I was so light, I was keeling over. I had to sit down and ground myself. So, Lolita, you do phenomenal work, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again. Then I bumped into an old friend, Noemia. Noemia is an intuitive by means of psychic sensitivity. She's a medium and spiritual consultant. I haven't seen her in years, and I didn't have a chance to do any work with her, but I want you to know I remember her from the past, and she is one hot medium. They want to talk to you. They will speak to you through Noemia. Lolita's number, if you want the energy work, her telephone number, she can be reached at 703-763-6393. That's Lolita, the massage therapist that does energy work, and she's an intuitive. If you want to reach Noemia, Noemia is at 540-786-6244. And then there was Karen. Karen has some of the finest crystal specimens available. Karen also does, she does Reiki, and she has whole healing circles in her space, and she's also a distance healer. So I had a great time with these three ladies. There were so many, many others there, but until I've had a personal feel for an individual, I can't openly give you, what do you say, a recommendation or a referral. As you know, on Inside Matters, it's about what's inside that matters. When we share some information with you, we always have to have our disclaimer that the information we share here will never be offered as medical advice and should not be considered medical advice or treatment, nor religious doctrine, and is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified health care professional. Excuse me. Always seek the advice of a physician or other qualified health care professional regarding any mental or physical health condition or treatment. Now, we're going to do a meditation later on in the show, near the end of the show. So if there's anyone out there that wants to give us a call and ask any questions about the practitioners I just mentioned, our number is 347-324-3030. That's 347-324-3030. Press 1, and you'll be able to chat with me. But once we're in meditation, I will not be opening up the phone lines to answer any calls. Now, what about this meditation we're going to be doing this evening? Deepak Chopra and Oprah Winfrey are starting a full-scale 21-day meditation challenge next week. And so in honor of that, which I always do, Deepak Chopra's 21-day meditation challenges, and I intend to do the one that starts tomorrow. This is for those of you who are uncomfortable about meditation or you don't know how it is, how it's done. I'm going to give you an overview of the different types of meditation and what we expect. There are benefits to the meditation. But first, let's talk about types of meditation. There is your guided visualization. In this type of meditation, you imagine a special place, a place that you desire to produce a specific result. Now, the specific result can be releasing anger, meeting one's higher self, or even your inner child. But in a guided meditation, or guided visualization meditation, as you go through the process, you have a scene that you are floating through and that you are walking through, and someone may very well be telling you the story. We mentioned guided meditation in last show for there are some books out there for mothers and fathers to read to their little children to assist them with learning how to do guided meditation. Now, these are books designed for children, but if you've never meditated before, I'm sure they will work for adults as well. And you do this with the picture of a calming scene. Then there's mindfulness. Mindfulness meditation can be practiced throughout the day, moment to moment, a flow of awareness of your physical emotion, of your physical activities, of your mental thoughts as they come to mind. Grounded in the here and now and your surroundings. So mindful meditation, you can even do that while you're driving. And some of us do that. You know, when we're mindful, we awaken ourselves to the present moment. As we're driving, we're saying to ourselves, wow, the tree looks beautiful. Oh, look at that house over there. Oh, there's a cloud over there that is in some type of form that I've never seen before. I wonder what story the grass and the birds are saying to me as they whiz by. Or these are mindful meditations. You can do mindful meditation while you're also walking. But then that's another thought, you know. You can sit and do mindful meditation. You can do mindful meditation. I can sit here and I can look at the lotion on my desk, or I can become totally aware of the pictures on my walls. How many times I sit down at a desk and I don't even notice all of the little pieces of papers and notes and comments that I have taped to the wall that I want to remember certain dates and certain quotations. But when you're mindful, you begin to look at everything and look at everything and focus right in on what it is you have all around you. You'd be surprised what you see. Then there's transcendental, or TM. Transcendental meditation, deep, peaceful relaxation of body while maintaining alertness and clarity. You stay focused on, let's say, a word or an image, perhaps a candle flickering, and you just stay focused in that deep, relaxed state. You can stay focused on a religious or cultural symbol. This is replayed over and over again as the body descends into a deeper and deeper state of relaxation. Then there's mantras. Some like to meditate by saying a mantra over and over again. One of the most famous mantras that you hear them say is Om. So when you have a mantra, it's a word or phrase that is chanted, and it is done mentally or aloud. When done aloud, it is said to create powerful vibrations all around you, all within you. The mind is said to become sharper, the senses more accurate. All clutter begins to clear from the mind. So Deepak Chopra has a primordial sound meditation where you are giving your own personal mantra according to the day and time and the place that you were born, just like you would do an astrological chart. Well, with primordial sound meditation, that is how you get your own personal mantra. Then there's meditation, chakra meditation. You focus on one or more of your chakra points along the spinal cord. Each one, or one at a time, or just visualize the whole chakra lining. There are seven high energy points, and each has its own unique characteristic. They each represent various levels of consciousness, deep levels of development. There's the root chakra, found at the base of the spine. You have your sacral, just below the belly button. You have your solar plexus, that's the upper abdomen. There's your heart chakra, right there at the chest. Your throat chakra, your third, well, it's right at the throat. Throat chakra is throat. And there's your third eye chakra, right at the forehead, between the eyes. And, of course, you have a crown chakra. Your crown chakra is at the very top of your head. So you can do chakra meditation. Some people like to do walking meditation, paying attention to the body or focused on the environment around them. As you're walking through a park, you can focus in once again, like you do the mindful meditation, focus on the environment around you. You see the squirrel going up the tree. You see the bird's nest high atop a tree. You walk by, you see a kite that got stuck up there by some child who lost their kite or their balloon. You're walking. You pay attention to your body. You can pay attention to every single pebble that your foot steps on through your shoes. You can pay. With me, because I have issues with my back, I pay attention to soothing and comforting my back as I do my walk, like I'm doing a mental massage and telling my back, yes, we can do this, yes, we can do this. And then there's sky gazing. I used to do this. I would wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning. It's so fascinating. I would sit in the window at 7 o'clock in the morning and open up the blinds and just gaze up at the sky, it's the weirdest, wonderful feeling I ever used to feel. And it got to one point, I used to see the same bird fly the same way. So it was almost like the scene was being replayed to me every single morning. And, you know, that's not something that is an impossible thing to be happening, especially if you've seen certain movies like, what do you call it, Groundhog Day, where he wakes up and everything is being repeated the same day. Well, that's the way I began to feel. Every morning I would sit at the window and I would see the same bird fly towards my window and glide upward over the rooftop. And it was like, this bird does this every day. But then I came to realize maybe the bird had a family up there, and so he was feeding the family every morning as I was sky gazing. Okay? Then there's the breath watching. This is focused breath. Excuse me. Breath. B-R-E-A-T-H. Through your nose, out your mouth. If your mind wanders, refocus on your breathing. Bring it back. Don't force anything. Just relax and breathe with ease. Now, there are certain benefits to meditation, and we won't be lengthying that because we want to get to a practice meditation before the show's end. Meditation has been known to be the nectar of the soul, fondly referred to also as meditation. To the mind, it's like aerobics is to your body for exercise. Meditation eliminates stress. It restores your energy level. It calms the mind and relaxes the body. It enhances spiritual insight. It increases mental clarity. And once you get into the habit of meditating, it comes a time when all you have to do is sit down in the chair or sit down on the floor or wherever it is. And please sit when you meditate, because you want to meditate. You don't want to just relax and go to sleep. You want to meditate. So you sit down in a comfortable position, and it'll come to pass when your body gets so accustomed to meditating that when you sit, your body automatically moves into meditation position. Once you get in the habit of meditating, your body automatically kicks right in to knowing that's what you wanted to do, but it comes with practice. So, that's it that I have to say about meditation. And right now we're going to do an online meditation for a bit. And then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more. And Jewel said to make sure that we pull an animal card for her. I did say she's on vacation this Sunday, did I not? Well, if I didn't, Jules, enjoy your vacation. Hope you're having a wonderful time. And so here we go. Everyone, sit down. Get nice and comfortable. This meditation is from the Chopra Center. The facilitator is David G. And I use this meditation often. I love this meditation. It's great. And it's very, very instructional. It's called Heart and Soul Meditation. So why don't we start this now?
There is a center in the body where love and spirit are joined, and that center is the heart. It is your heart that aches or fills with love, that feels compassion and trust, that seems empty or overflowing. Within the heart is a subtler center that experiences spirit, but you can't feel spirit as an emotion or physical sensation. Spirit lies beneath the layers of sensations, and to experience it, you must go to the heart and meditate upon it until everything that obscures spirit is cleansed. In the words of the mystical poet William Blake, you are cleansing the doors of perception. In this meditation, we will listen to the messages our heart is sending us. We will begin to clear away whatever is blocking our heart so that we can experience the pure, shining spirit that is our true nature. Let's begin. Sit comfortably and close your eyes. For just this moment, you can let go of all your thoughts in the outside world. Focus your attention on your spiritual heart center in the middle of your chest. Be aware of your heart as a space. The heart center is a point of awareness where feelings enter. In its essence, the heart is pure emptiness, pervaded by peace and a subtle light. This light may appear as white, gold, pale pink, or blue, but don't strain to find light of any kind. All you need to feel is whatever is there. Resting your attention easily on your heart center, breathe gently and sense your breath flowing into your heart. You may want to visualize a soft pastel light or coolness pervading the chest. Let your breath go in and out. And as it does, ask your heart what it needs to say. Don't phrase this as an order. Just have the faint intention that what you want your heart to express is flowing out. For the next 5 or 10 minutes, sit and listen. Your heart will begin to release emotions, memories, wishes, fears, and dreams long stored inside. As it does, you will find yourself paying attention. You may have a flash of strong emotion, positive or negative, or a forgotten memory. Your breathing may change. You may gasp, sigh, or feel tears come into your eyes. Let the experience be what it is. If you daydream or drift off into sleep, don't worry. Just bring your attention back to your heart center. Whether it speaks to you in sadness or fear, delight or pleasure, its message is exactly what you need. If voices of anger, worry, or doubt start to arise, allow them to speak and then let them go easily and comfortably. You are learning to be with your heart in order to heed its spiritual meaning. This is meditation. You are letting repressed material come up to be released. This is purification. You are listening to your heart without judgment. This is attention. As you practice this meditation, spending a few minutes each day to connect to your heart center, you will begin to get glimpses of your heart as it really is. Silence. Peace. A warm glow. Or subtle light. Even if these glimpses are fleeting, you will find that your life outside of meditation is starting to change. At unexpected moments, you will feel a wave of joy and well-being sweep over you. You will begin to walk with more buoyancy in your step. These are signs that the constriction most people hold around their heart center is releasing its grip, letting go of the fear and tightness that keep spirit from entering. In truth, spirit doesn't enter since it is always there. But making contact with it is like being penetrated with light and insight. This is the flow of love. Thank you for joining us in heart and spirit for this meditation moment. If you would like to deepen your meditation practice and learn the powerful technique of primordial sound meditation, please visit Chopra.com or call 888-736-6895. Namaste.
Relaxing, huh? I bet some of you got bored and got up and started walking around. Remember, meditation takes practice. And that's a wonderful, wonderful meditation to practice with. I love David G's voice as well. One of the things that you'll be able to do is you'll be able to listen to this meditation on demand anytime you want to. Blog Talk Radio, Inside Matters Talk, because as soon as we're off the air, so will the show be able to be heard as a download or on demand, and you can do that meditation anytime you want to. Save it to your computer. Chopra Center doesn't mind. I've had it for a while now, and I love it. Sometimes what I'll do is turn that meditation on, I'd say, just before I have to leave for work, and I'm going to tell you, I do that, and it's as though I had me a nice quick nap, and I don't wake up tired and sleepy either. I wake up ready to go. That's how it energizes me, and I'm sure that's how it will energize you as well. Okay, Jules insisted that I pull an animal card this week because last week we did angel, and I have to pull an animal card. So get your energy ready, ooze it through the airwaves so I can feel it as I pick this card, and let's see what we get this week. Well, this is interesting. This is Buffalo. This is Buffalo and Armadillo. How about both of these cards came out at the same time? So I guess we will read one, and then we will read the other. So why don't I read the Armadillo card first? Because it's about boundaries. Armadillo is about boundaries, and it says, if Armadillo has waddled into your cards you chose, it is time to define your space. You may have been too willing to let your home become a bus stop. You may find that you cannot say no even when you know that you will have to cancel plans to be obliging. This routine can get old in a hurry. It may be time to ask yourself the following questions. 1. Am I honoring the time I need for my personal enjoyment? 2. Do others treat me like a doormat? 3. Why do I always get upset when I'm taken for granted? or four? Is there a reason for my being a yes person? All of the answers to these questions relate to setting up boundaries, what you will and won't do, what makes you feel uncomfortable, and what is comforting to you. How you react in any circumstance has to do with your ability to be objective. You cannot be objective if you cannot tell where the other person's personality stops and where yours begins. If you have no boundaries, you are like a sponge. It will seem as if all the feelings in a room full of people must be yours. Ask yourself if you are really feeling depressed or if this feeling actually belongs to the person you are talking to. Then allow armadillo's armor to slice in between, giving you back your sense of self. Now, for all you empaths out there, this is a good exercise for you, especially if you don't know how to clear yourself, ground yourself, and protect yourself. Right, Lolita? Clear yourself, ground yourself, and protect yourself. And I have a hard time remembering that these are things that I need to do. That's why I was so light after I left that room after the energy work was done on me, because I was cleared. Then I had to be grounded, and I must always protect myself, always, because as an empath, I soak up energy like a sponge. So, all of you empaths out there, heed the warning. Clear yourself. Ground yourself. Protect yourself. It's that white light of energy that you can protect yourself with. And you can clear yourself by using white sage or taking baths, nice warm baths, and in sea salt, baking soda, and sage essential oils. Buffalo. Buffalo is prayer and abundance. If you have drawn the buffalo card, you may be asked to use your energy in prayer. You may also be called upon to be an instrument of someone else's answer to a prayer. This could portend the time of recognizing the sacredness of every walk of life, albeit different from your own. To honor another's pathway, even if it brings you sadness, is a part of the message that Buffalo brings. This may be a time of recognition to the meaning of life and the value of peace. Most assuredly, this time will bring serenity amidst chaos if you pray in earnest for enlightenment and the power of calmness and give praise for the gifts you already have. Buffalo medicine is a sign that you achieve nothing without the aid of the Great Spirit, and that you must be humble enough to ask for that assistance and then be grateful for what you receive. Wow, letting go can be so difficult. But when we honor the pathways that someone else must walk, and we pray, we will reap the rewards of abundance, because there is surely something coming our way that will replace that which we feel we are losing. But we have to learn how to let it go. Let it go with prayer. And that's your cards for today. On that note, we're going to close the show. We're going to start our meditation next week, 21 days, with Deepak Chopra and Oprah Winfrey. If you want to know how to register for the meditation, you can go to our Facebook page. That's at Inside Matters, the Facebook page. Or you can go to our show page, because we have it listed there, and start this meditation with us. And perhaps next Sunday we'll have some people online telling us how their first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days of meditation went for them. I'm sure it's going to be an enlightening experience. And on that note, I want to say this is Duchess, saying goodbye to all, wishing Jules a wonderful vacation. Hope to hear from her soon within a couple of weeks. And everyone take care as we close with Space Soldiers by DJ Epsilon. Be blessed. Love to everyone. Thank you.